The Handcrafted Spirits Radio Show on TSN 1410, presented by Sid's Handcrafted Vodka, presents The Good Life with Cassandra Anderton.
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Find out what's going on in the world of food, wine, and spirits around Vancouver and meet the pros behind the bars and behind some of the city's most popular dining spots. It's The Good Life.
Well, it is indeed The Good Life in the first installment on the Sid's Handcrafted Vodka, Handcrafted Spirits Radio Show on TSN 1410. Cassandra Anderton, my longtime friend and food and wine and lifestyle blogger, good to have you back on board.
Well, congratulations on the new show, From Beer to Spirits.
From Beer to Spirits. I thought it was a nice logical
evolving,
transition.
Evolving, evolving.
And then I thought, okay, well, let's create a feature where we can showcase spirits being made in something other than just a shot form. Or a spirit distilled with, you know, with a little mixture. And I thought, well, who better to talk to than my good friend Cassandra? And you've brought me to a place in Kitsilano. Where are we today?
We are at Mission Restaurant in Kits. It's just near Arbutus on 4th Avenue. And one of our sponsors today is Sid's Handcrafted Vodka.
So how timely is
that? Was in here the other day. Yeah. I noticed they were doing some cocktails with Sid's. They've been using it for a while since they opened. And Mark Smolinski is the bartender here, and he guides us through cocktail and dish, and it is an amazing evening when you sit at his bar.
Okay, now, Mark, I want to comment, first of all, from you, because, I mean, you make cocktails. I think Vancouver is a really good cocktail town. Is that true?
Absolutely, absolutely. As they say in sports, we punch well above our weight class, and we'll happily stand behind what we're doing here. Vancouver's going global. Right now there's a bunch of Vancouver bartenders down at Tales of the Cocktail in New Orleans representing, but I'm here holding the fort.
Okay, well, Mark's going to make a cocktail for us, so while Mark starts to begin shaking and baking and mixing and stirring and all that, tell us about Mission. I mean, you spend a lot of time here. I know this is relatively close to your neighborhood.
We just live around the corner, and this is one of our favorite places to come for date night. There's a tasting menu here that always features local food. Curtis Luck is the chef here. And he was one of the Top Chef candidates, a couple episodes of Top Chef. He was previously at Fable, which is another great place down the road there, and they're opening a new Fable Diner on Thursday. It's in soft opening. There goes that shaking.
That's the sound.
That's what we like to hear.
Yep.
So what they do here, tasting menus, and then they also have some share plates and some mains. So I usually leave it up to Mark, and he recommends... either a great cocktail pairing or some amazing wine. I just tried some Sancerre. He's always got something special behind the bar.
Well, let me ask you, what was the turning point? I mean, we can predate the explosion of craft beer to about 2010, 2011 is when it just really started to soar. At what point did we become like this great cocktail town? I mean, cocktails have been around forever, but we've really become like known on the map as being one of the, I mean, some great bartenders, startenders as we call them. What was the year? Can you remember when we started to really take off?
I think it's well before 2010.
Okay.
Because we had Jay Jones and David Wolowidnik and a few of the pioneers behind the movement that sort of started out. And now they don't even compete anymore. They just judge because they've taken it to the next level.
Right.
So I'm going to say like 2005, okay. I think it started.
Okay,
so.
I see a completed drink. Mark, can you walk us through this?
Absolutely. This is the Everyday Sunshine. It's one of our new cocktails from our updated summer cocktail menu. This is a micro-seasonal cocktail. We always start with a base of spirit. Today we're doing two things, Jamaican white rum, and we've also got Sid's vodka infused with Alpine foraged elderflower.
Wow.
Yeah. Blueberries is the feature product. We're getting them from Richmond. A little bit of citrus, and then a float of cava sparkling wine. Refreshing, delicious, seasonal. So Everyday Sunshine. This is the first version of the drink you're going to have, featuring those blueberries. So if you guys want to have a taste of that, I'm going to actually make the next version.
Okay. That sounds good.
So it's all about the presentation here.
Right.
I just love the color. This is coming from the blueberry, Mark.
Absolutely.
A natural, nice, almost a violet crimson, and decorated with a little bit of, is that basil that you've got on there?
Actually, it's sorrel.
Sorrel,
yeah. So it's this beautiful, zippy fruit has almost a rhubarb-like acidity to it.
Okay,
so,
and a little bit of bite, I think,
sweet,
to that.
Sweet and refreshingly tart.
And a little
sweet
bit of
sweet and refreshingly tart, not unlike Cassandra herself, right?
Oh, thank you. There you go. I like that. Sweet and refreshingly tart.
There you go.
Wow.
That's a good-looking drink. That's a good-tasting drink,
Oh, it
too.
Is amazing.
Yeah. Now, these are the kind of things, I mean, cocktails are probably normally meant to be sipped and savored. I mean, again, you don't throw back like a dozen cocktails like you might do with beer if you're watching a hockey game or something like that, but I think it's really kind of cool to be able to see the amount and the variety. I mean, even the ingredients that Mark just listed off there, I mean, that's like a library book full of ingredients to make one drink, but again, it really pays off in the end.
And he's actually made his own elderflower vodka,
right.
So he's macerated some elderflowers that were picked.
Are you allowed
up.
To macerate elderflowers?
You
I thought that was a
macerate.
Crime. Thought,
you
can macerate all you want?
Them.
Okay, okay, all right. Just don't get caught doing it.
Yeah,
I think that's kind of a lesson.
I don't know. There's
okay,
that shaking
there
again.
There goes the shaking again. That means something
that
joyful is coming to be poured into the glass in a second here.
Absolutely.
Okay, Mark, tell us as you pour, what is drink number two?
So this is the Everyday Sunshine version 3. So you've got version 2 in front of you, the blueberries. Version 3, we're switching up the produce. You've got some beautiful locally grown raspberry. Again, Sid's vodka. A little bit of creme de pêche for a nice complimentary flavor. Aperol for bitterness and balance. And again, just a float of some beautiful cava sparkling wine. And we'll just garnish it with a fresh raspberry and then a little Boulevardier gelée.
Wow.
So have you made this little jelly?
I did.
Wow.
In sort of an ice cube tray or a
little
confiture?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Just an agar-based.
So pretty.
It's sort of like a grown-up shot for adults.
Okay, so there we go. Two great drinks, one great place. It's Mission on 4th Avenue. The Sid's handcrafted vodka being put to good use. Two versions of a drink. And again, you come here regularly and you recommend this place. If someone wants to savor as well as they sip, what do you recommend they try?
I recommend doing the tasting menu. Okay. They've got a vegetarian tasting menu and a regular one as well for seafood and meat lovers. And do not miss the Humboldt squid. That is one of the best things on the menu.
All right, thank you to Mark. Cheers, man.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys. And thanks to Sid's Vodka. Love to work with great local distilleries, and thank you so much.
And they certainly tick all the boxes on that as being a great local handcrafted distiller. Cassandra Anderson, the first episode of The Good Life, thank you so much. We'll see you again soon.
Congrats again, Joe.
Thank you. Cheers. This is The Good Life, and you're listening to the Handcrafted Spirit Show on TSN 1410.